Efforts are underway to help Iraq begin the process of restoring an economy that had been manipulated by the regime of Saddam Hussein for decades. Paul Bremer said Monday that efforts in Iraq are entering a new phase aimed at helping Iraqis rebuild their economy. During a news conference in Baghdad, Mr. Bremer announced that a new trade credit facility would soon be opened to provide trade credit for companies wanting to export goods and services to Iraq. Mr. Bremer said the lifting of United Nations sanctions Friday against Iraq was a significant first step toward generating foreign investment in Iraq. He said that while efforts continue to restore basic services in Iraq, coalition forces and Iraqis have already had much success.
We have established control over the country of Iraq. We've turned water and power on, and we're working hard to improve the basic services nationwide. We've got an Iraqi police force up and running and conducting joint patrols with coalition military forces. We got most of the ministries back to work, some of them in their original buildings, some in temporary accommodations.
However, throughout many parts of Iraq, there remain long lines for gasoline and natural gas. Electricity is also a key issue, with many neighborhoods still without power. Mr. Bremer said he hopes to be able to provide more electricity through the use of generators. He also announced that a de-bathification advisory council would be formed to help implement policies aimed at ridding the country of members of Saddam Hussein's deposed Ba'ath Party and help recover assets of the Ba'ath Party for the Iraqi people. Mr. Bremer said that $250 million was recovered Sunday from a vault in Iraq's central bank in Baghdad that had been submerged underwater. He said the money would remain with the bank. The administrator said he planned to continue a food rationing program, noting that 60% of Iraqis had been dependent on the Saddam Hussein regime for their food. Beginning June 1st, Mr. Bremer said Iraqis who own weapons will be required to either turn in their guns or have them licensed. He said progress is being made towards stopping illegal arms sales in Iraq. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Baghdad.